Hello everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. I'm your humble host, Joel Rosales. Before we begin, I want to take the time to say thank you. I started this podcast for an assignment in my media class, and after it was published to Spotify, just to see what would happen, I told a few friends about it. I never expected for people to love it this much. I am proud to say that as of today, my first podcast episode has been played 59 times in the US as well as other countries. I know that that isn't much compared to an established podcast, but for my podcast that received little to no promotion, I consider that a big amount, and I am very grateful. Whether this is the first episode you're listening to, or if you decided to come back for episode 2, thank you very much for taking time out of your day to listen to my episode. To those who showed love for my first episode and told me how amazing it was, thank you for all the support. It means the world to me, and I am so happy it was well received. So getting into today's episode, this podcast mainly focuses on Hispanic / Latin artists who have changed the world, but today we're going to go a little off topic and focus on one of the most famous musical families in the world, the Riveras. There is currently a lot of controversy surrounding the Riveras because of the ongoing battle regarding Jenny Rivera Enterprises and the money she left behind in her will. A quick update for those who might not know, Jenny Rivera is the most successful artist in all of regional Mexican music, and although she passed away in 2012, she, as well as her children and her family, are still very much in the public eye. Her eldest daughter, Chiquis Rivera, is a regional Mexican artist as well, and she won the 2020 Latin Grammy Award for Best Bound Album. When Jenny passed in an airplane crash in 2012, it of course was very unexpected, and the responsibilities of her company, Jenny Rivera Enterprises, which includes her music, her fashion company, and the trust she left behind for her children, fell under the administration of her sister Rosie Rivera and one of her brothers, Juan Rivera. It is important to note that shortly before her passing, Jenny removed Chiquis from the will because of a rumor that was circulating at the time, which has been discredited and proven wrong time and time again since. But because of this, Chiquis has not received, nor will she ever receive to my knowledge, any money from the trust that Jenny left behind, meaning that everything Chiquis has, she has earned herself. What this also means is that Rosie and Juan have been in charge of JRE and publishing the music Jenny left behind for her fans, the music videos that accompany it, the Telemundo series based on her autobiography, all of her social media accounts, and the two final unreleased albums. Now, jumping into the current events surrounding the family, everything I will be saying comes from Chiquis' Instagram page, Chiquis' own podcast, Chiquis and Chill, Jenny's brother Lupio's Instagram page, Lupio's eldest daughter Ayana's Instagram page, and the Twitter accounts of Jenny's children, Mikey, Jenica, and Johnny. Nothing I'm about to say is made up to my and the public's knowledge. I will be giving my personal opinion as we go along, but first I do want to focus solely on the facts. Okay, so this begins way back a couple years ago when Jenny's youngest son Johnny was still 16. While being 16, under the custody of Chiquis, he asked her to look into the finances of JRE because he had some questions and concerns. Although Chiquis was disinherited because she was Johnny's legal guardian, she did have the power to do so. But Chiquis being worried that the family would think it was her doing and not wanting to open up a can of worms and start problems, she chose not to. But she herself did have some concerns as well. Now jumping to November of 2020, about 2 years ago, when Johnny was now of age and a legal adult, he asked Chiquis once again, but this time he asked for her help, but he would be the one to ask the questions. Chiquis asked him for some time to think about it before deciding. Now jumping to January of 2021, about a year ago, Johnny approached Chiquis and said, okay, time has passed and I still really want to do this. So he asked Chiquis for help hiring an attorney, and Chiquis found one for him. Johnny, with the help of the attorney, officially asked Rosie Rivera, who was the CEO of JRE, for an accounting report of not only the trust, but of the separate companies as well. When news of this was leaked, it turned into a media scandal, and at first the media said that Johnny had asked for an audit, which didn't sound too positive. However, Chickies did state that Johnny asked for an counseling report, not an audit. They clarified that Johnny simply had questions and concerns, and as he is a beneficiary, he is entitled to ask what he wanted, but they did not audit anyone. They had questions such as, how much was Rosie being paid? How much was Juan being paid? How much was Rosie's husband being paid? How much money had they made for the company since Jenny's passing? And how much money in total did Jenny leave behind, because none of the kids knew how much Jenny left them. Nor Chickies, Jackie, Mikey, Jenica, or Johnny knew how much money was left by her in the trust. As CEO of JRE, Rosie was legally required to give each beneficiary a financial report at the end of each year for the companies, but she has not done so once in the 9 years that Jenny has been gone. Once this was released, people started questioning why they hadn't brought this up in the past, since it had already been 9 years since Jenny was gone. But coming from their perspective and from their testimonies, Jenny's children having to deal with the growing up with both of their parents now gone and having a lot on their plate just blindly trusted their aunt and uncle and never questioned how they were running the company. This being said, they gave Rosie 60 days to provide a financial report of JRE. They asked for multiple extensions, and it took her in total 192 days to finally provide the report, and it was only for the trust, not the rest of the companies that they originally asked for. As can be imagined, while this was happening, so many negative comments were being said about Jenny's kids, and some even coming from the other Riveras as well, from their own family members. Because this is still ongoing, I don't believe that any of the beneficiaries are legally allowed to publicly talk about certain aspects of the case, but as I stated earlier, Chickies is not part of the inheritance, therefore she's allowed to say whatever the hell she wants, as she should. Chickies was originally not going to speak about it at all because, as she says, it has nothing to do with her. But she decided to speak about it once and only once to defend her siblings, because Juan had been doing many interviews, and he's still to this day doing many interviews, where he comes out solely talking shit about his nieces and nephews and claiming that they owe Rosie an apology for the scandal. So in response to this, Chickies decides to make a live Instagram video, where she revealed new information and stated that she doesn't believe they owe anyone an apology because they did nothing wrong, and because of news she had just found out minutes prior to going live, which we'll get into in a bit. In this video, Chickies revealed that while they were waiting for the reports to come in, they didn't understand why it was taking them so long. If everything was in order, then why was it taking it so long? But when they finally received the report, there was about $1 million missing from the account. But they said that they later received proof that it was for taxes and such. Now, after the news broke about the accountability request, Rosie publicly announced her resignation as CEO of Jenny Rivera Enterprises, and this raised many suspicions. Johnny came out and said, "Why now? Why all of a sudden, as soon as we ask for the report, are you deciding to leave?" Rosie claimed that she and Juan were leaving JRE to spend more time with their families, and both had reportedly over the years stated, Rosie more than Juan, that they were not happy in their positions, that it hurt their relationships with their children and spouses, which, okay, that part is understandable. It's not easy running an empire like Jenny Rivera Enterprises, but nevertheless, they could not have chosen a worse time to announce that, and I don't think anything they say could ever make that suspicion go away. I mean, they decided to leave as soon as the report request came out. Anyways, after this, fans reportedly started attacking the children of Rosie and Juan, to which Johnny took to Twitter and said, "On behalf of my siblings and I want to ask any fans that have attacked any of my cousins to please stop and leave them out of this. Our issues are with Rosie and Juan. Their children don't deserve to get hit with collateral damage, and that's never what we wanted. We've never had any reason to believe any of our cousins have taken advantage of or used money that belongs to us in any form." Jenica Lopez, Jenny's youngest daughter, also joined in and said, "On the topic of cousins, yes, Juan and Rosie worked for years and personal time from their own families was sacrificed. It's recognized. But we also, countless times, meetings, group chats, etc., told them to leave and be with their kids. We offered to let them go so that my cousins had the opportunity to enjoy their parents the way we unfortunately couldn't. We wanted better for them because they are the kids that need their parents. We helped out countlessly because it was family, but now if Juan and Rosie chose to keep their jobs and continue to do what they chose to do, that was on them. But we offered and gave them our hearts just as much as we could. I love my cousins whether we are on the same page or not, but from a girl that doesn't have both of her parents, I wanted nothing more than for them to have theirs. Whether they know it or not, I mean it from my heart. All five of us did. We genuinely tried giving them back. In response to Rose's resignation, all the siblings agreed to have Jackie, the second eldest daughter, take over as CEO since she is already president of the Jenny Rivera Love Foundation. Now going back to Chiquis' live, she also revealed that Rosie demanded $165,000 in order to leave Jenny Rivera Enterprises, and she wanted an NDA signed so that no one could talk about it in the future. Shortly after, Juan also demanded money in order to leave Jerry, but he asked for $300,000 instead. The siblings asked Chiquis for her thoughts, and she didn't agree with them asking for money, and here's why. I have to say I agree with Chiquis 100%. As soon as she said with her reasoning, I agreed automatically because it was exactly what I was thinking in the beginning. Now, Chiquis says that yes, they worked hard for the company and were very grateful, but at the same time, they were paid for everything they did. If Juan feels that he didn't get paid enough for his work, then that is something he needs to talk with Rosie about because she was his boss. We didn't know anything, which is why we asked, because we didn't know how much Juan or Rosie was getting paid and why an NDA. That seems not in good taste. They were paid for the work they did, whether it was good or bad, is not on us. It's on them. However, the siblings decided to go ahead and give Rosie the money she asked for and signed the NDA because they just wanted to be done with this scandal that was never meant to become a big thing, especially in the public eye. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Chiquis had just learned new information that was withheld from them, and this changed everything. Now this next part of the story brings us to where we currently are on the scandal, to currently to this present day, what's going on with it. As soon as this information was released, it kind of set off the interviews, the comments that were to follow, and just a chain of events. Now, a couple years back, someone very close to Rosie was stealing money from Jenny Rivera Fashion, and Rosie knew about it. We know this because Rosie herself told Jackie, and Jackie then told Chiquis. The name of the person who stole is Luis Barajas. He's a very well-known accountant to many Hispanic celebrities. He stole about $80,000 in total from Jenny Rivera Fashion. Rosie did say that over time she herself paid all the money back, but when Jackie asked how they were going to handle it, they told Jackie that they were going to write it off as a loan. But Chiquis expressed that she doesn't feel that's right because it wasn't a loan. They stole from Jenny Rivera Fashion, point blank period. And I don't feel that that's right either. I mean, it's infuriating. Rosie purposely withheld that information during the negotiations and still had the audacity to ask for $165,000. Not to mention the fact that she knew, very well knew, when this was going on and did nothing to try and stop it. Now, because she lied, she is no longer going to receive that amount, and she will now only receive $84,000, which in my opinion, she shouldn't be receiving anything, nor should Juan. Okay, yes, it is true. Rosie herself didn't steal from Jenny Rivera Enterprises, but she knew about it and did nothing to stop it, which is just as bad. I mean, imagine stealing from your dead sister. Yes, must stealing from your nieces and nephews. I mean, how disgusting of a person do you have to be to do something like that? Jenny loved and supported all of her siblings, and it can even be said that she maintained some of them. I mean, to this day, she's maintaining them from the grave. I don't know the circumstances as to why they stole, but regardless, no situation justifies stealing from the money your sister left behind for her children. Anyone who's a fan of Jenny knows that everything Jenny did was for her children. She was a lioness for her children that worked her ass off to provide for them. And every interview, every red carpet, any chance she got, she always said everything she was doing was for her kids. As Cheekies herself stated, Jenny only included her children in her will. Not one of her siblings or her parents are in the will. And for Rosie and Juan to do something like this, it's disheartening. It's disheartening.
Mi amor, dicen por ahí lo que no quiero escuchar, lo que no quiero ni pensar, lo que saben que me duele, sea o no sea la verdad.
Cheekies also revealed that their own grandmother, Jenny's mother, told Cheekies personally that they turned Jenny's legacy to shit and that they only cared about having the name and power associated with Jenny Rivera. Now, in recent interviews and videos that she herself has released, she hasn't directly named them when saying these comments, but you put two and two together with the situation that's going on, you know it's about Jenny's kids, because she says in multiple videos that she has many grandkids, but if you ask her how many of them actually come and visit her, it's not very many. And she takes indirect shots at them in many different ways that you'd have to see the video to completely understand. But I think that that's ugly of her to do. Now, I understand that, I mean, she is, well, she lost her daughter. She lost her daughter. That's an unimaginable pain that nobody can even begin to understand. But at the same time, I mean, your grandkids lost their mother and their father. I mean, your children still have their mother and their father. I mean, why can't you go visit them? Why does it always have to be them visiting you, them calling you, them texting you? You know that they're busy. You know that they're literally in the middle of the public eye with this entire scandal going on. And I think that for her to say that, it's really ugly. And adding to that, the way that Jenny's mother was so quick to go and defend Rosie and Juan, and I mean, yes, I get it, those are her children, but even after the fact that proof has been revealed that they did in fact steal $80,000 from your deceased daughter, from your grandchildren, and that doesn't infuriate you, that doesn't, and to make it matters worse, the negative comments that she said about Cheekies, about the entire family, the videos that she's released, they aren't helping the scandal either. They're just adding more fuel to the fire, and she's not helping take the heat off of them in any way. I don't have anything against her. I think she's a very nice woman. She's a very nice lady. Everyone knows that Jenny adored and loved her mom. I'm just saying the way that she's acting in this particular situation is not the best way to handle it, especially when you're at the forefront of the family. And also, what she said about them turning her legacy to shit is just untrue. I mean, Jenny's legacy is very much alive and well, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, when I first heard about this from the beginning, I decided not to pick sides, because knowing how close of a family they were and how much Jenny, her children, and her siblings have all suffered together, I didn't want to believe that Rosie and Juan could be capable of something like this. So I said that I would wait until the whole thing progressed, but after seeing Cheekies' live video and the tweets of Jenny's kids and the interviews that Rosie and Juan have done, the videos that they've released showing that they're immature and they're not handling it in a way that they should have, especially because they're the older ones, I am 100% on Jenny's kids' side, because they have no reason to lie, and everyone knows that if Jenny were still here, she would always take the side of her children. Always. Now, before ending her life, Cheekies announced that she is very grateful to her aunt and uncle for all the work they did, but she, along with her siblings, have decided to completely cut Rosie, Juan, and some other members of the Riveras from their lives. They wish them nothing but the best, but it's time for everyone to go their separate ways, and for the siblings to come together and work on continuing Jenny's legacy together as it should have been from the beginning. Now, when she started the live, Chickies did state very clearly that this was going to be the one and only time she was going to talk about the situation, that the only reason she even decided to talk about it in the first place was to just defend her siblings' names because of all the negative comments they were receiving in the media. And she has, to this day, kept her word. She has not posted anything about the situation. She's not commented anything. She's not said anything. She's kept her word that it's not about her, that she was only going to make that one video, and that was all she wanted to do with the situation. So she has kept her word on that part. After posting this video, Chickies and all the siblings received an abundance of love and support from countless fans and celebrities. One of the people who commented was none other than Jenny's other brother, Lupe Rivera, who is also a famous original Mexican singer. He commented, "You guys are doing nothing wrong, and yes, the legacy of your mom belongs to you guys and only to you guys, because she worked her ass off for you guys only. You all have the right to live the name Jenny Rivera forever." And as I stated earlier, as this entire thing has been going on, the only family member who has been a little too comfortable speaking about this entire situation has been Juan Rivera. He's done many interviews, press conferences, and videos where he isn't directly addressing the current topic, but instead, he has done nothing but talk shit about his nieces, nephews, and his siblings. In every video, he finds a way to put the blame on everyone else except him and Rosie, even by bringing up old stories that have already been resolved. I will admit that I haven't seen a full video, I've only seen clips and bits here and there, because to be honest, I've never really liked Juan. He's always seemed a bit creepy to me and just makes a lot of people uncomfortable. Now, in one of the interviews, in response to Lupillo doing an interview for El Gordo y la Flaca, where he defends his nieces and nephews and shows support for what they're doing, Juan came out and said that Lupillo has always been a terrible father and that he neglects and mistreats his kids and just a bunch of heavy negative accusations against his own brother. Lupillo then decided to do his own Instagram live where he addresses the accusations. Lupillo stated from the very beginning that he never wanted to publicly speak about the topic because, again, it has nothing to do with him, and that he was only doing so to defend himself and his parenting skills. He quickly discredited all of Juan's accusations about his fathering skills, and his own kids later took to their social media accounts to say that what Juan said about the father being neglectful and abusive was wrong. Lupillo then fired back, saying, "At least I let my children live and grow up the way they wanted to." I'm not sure how true this next part is, because no one from the Rivera family has confirmed or denied what Lupillo said next, but he exposed Juan by saying that Juan has paid multiple women to get abortions when he was cheating on his wife so that he wouldn't lose his family. He said, "I know many secrets, but I choose to say nothing because I mind my own business." Lupillo's eldest daughter, Ayana, has also taken to Instagram to say that the only talent Juan has is sniffing coke. In response to a fan's question, Ayana stated, "He is addicted to drugs and stealing money from family members. All he's done his whole life is mooch off Jenny's money, and now that he can't, he has no idea what to do but blame everyone else." If you needed any more evidence, any more proof, any more reasoning to confirm that the only reason Juan is doing any of this is for the money, shortly after Lupillo's Instagram video, Juan held a press conference where he states that everything is a lie, all the accusations against him have been a lie, and that everything is Chickies' fault, everything is Jackie's fault, everything is everyone else's fault but his own and Rosie's. He even boldly states that unless Lupillo provides proof of the accusations he made against him on an Instagram video, he has already sent legal action against Lupillo and he's going to sue him, his own brother. Now, this entire time, the comments, the words, everything that Jenny's kids have been saying are in response to something else already said. And their responses are mature, they're well calculated, and they state very clearly that they're just trying to clear this whole mess up. That they don't want the scandal anymore. They're just trying to get their mother's legacy back in their hands the way it should have been since the very beginning and continue to grow her legacy. But Juan and Rosie, if you look at what they're doing, they're making this whole thing even bigger. And why? If they truly cared, they would be doing their part to make the scandal go away as well, to clear everything up, to, you know, fix, mend their relationships with their nieces and nephews. I mean, Cheeky has even stated that they're trying to negotiate with Rosie and, you know, sit down and simply ask the questions they wanted to ask, but Rosie was not having it. Rosie didn't want to sit down. Rosie didn't want anything to do with them. So, I mean, that really shows you, I mean, it's self-explanatory the way that they're not cooperating. They're making the scandal bigger instead of trying to do their part and clear it all up. In addition to this whole scandal, many members of the Rivera family have made their own videos, have made their own comments, have been interviewed by news stations and magazines and just many reporters. But Jenny Stia, her mother's sister, has come out to defend Jenny's kids and express how happy she is that the truth is finally coming out. She also expressed how she always believed that Rosie was a very jealous person filled with envy towards Cheeky's and Jenny, and that she has witnessed on many accounts how Rosie manipulated Jenny, Jackie, and Cheeky's. Now, I'm not sure how true that statement is, but she isn't the only Rivera to believe the same thing. Rosie has made many videos, but in none of them does she directly address the topic or apologize for the knowing of the money stolen, but instead she chooses to hide behind her faith. Many fans and even some family members have come out to call her a false Christian. In these videos, she talks a lot, but she doesn't say much of anything. Now, on January 9th of 2022, Mikey, Jenny's oldest son, who, by the way, has not received any of his inheritance left to him by Jenny, I mean, Cheeky stated that Mikey has not received a penny from the inheritance. He hasn't used any of it. Everything he's done, he's earned. But he took to Twitter on January the 9th to say, "Y'all ever watch the later seasons of Empire when the writers are just pulling whatever out of their ass to maintain viewership? Like, this much bullshit cannot happen to one group of people in real life? That's what this goddamn family feels like now. Hashtag cancel the Riveras." Also, on January 9th of 2022, Jenica, Jenny's youngest daughter, tweeted at 4:01 a.m., "Just so y'all know, if anything happens to my family and I, my sister and us were just threatened by Brenda and Juan Rivera tonight." For those who don't know, Brenda is Juan's wife. Now, of course, immediately, Brenda and Juan came out in interviews and videos saying that it was all a lie, that they deny everything, that she made it up just to maintain viewership, that it was all Cheeky's fault. He once again brought up Cheeky's when Cheeky had literally just been minding her entire business after releasing that one video, but they keep finding ways to bring her in. In response to him saying that she was lying, Jenica tweeted on January 10th, "I'm no longer going to speak on this because I'm fighting with a man that can never be wrong, and that's fine. I have an important day tomorrow and will not give this any more attention, but know we are safe and taking precautions." Word for word from Brenda, "You should be scared. I want to come find you and fuck you up to show you some respect. Niña malagradecida," which translates to ungrateful child. She then said, "I wouldn't lie, especially when it comes to death and being threatened."
Paloma negra, ¿dónde tú te andarás? Ya no juegues con mi honra, parrandera. Si tus caricias deben ser mías, de nadie más. Yo me llamo con locura.
The facts and information from all the drama, the scandal, are still unraveling as I record this episode. But in my opinion, The facts speak for themselves. I 100% support Jenny's kids and I believe everything they have said. They have been the only ones to handle this entire situation calmly and collectively. Juan and Rosie, on the other hand, have done nothing but throw the blame on other people and tried changing the subject to distract from their guilt. Jenny's children have no reason to lie, and all the money in the trust, Jenny Rivera Fashion and JRE, belongs to them and to them only. As Chicky stated, Rosie and Juan were paid for the work they did over the years, and there's no reason as to why they should be asking for more, especially when they were involved in stealing $80,000 from the company. Here's my personal opinion on this entire scandal. I think it's sad and disappointing. Just extremely sad and disappointing. Jenny Rivera was a woman, a single mother, a lioness who fought every day for her kids. For her kids. So that her kids would be set for life and never have to work another day in their life if they chose to. But it's been quite the opposite. Her children all have their own careers and businesses and are going to school. While Juan and Rosie are the ones who have held on to her name and fame as long as they could. She wanted nothing more but for the entire family to be at peace with each other. And she never once wanted anyone fighting over money. And look at what's happened. If Jenny were here, none of this would have ever happened, and sure as hell, she would never let anyone, much less her own brother, threaten her children with death, especially over money. Her death should have united them more as a family, but eventually, greed, envy, and selfishness has torn them apart. Jenny really was the glue that held the entire family together. Rosie and Juan know what they did, and I believe they'll get what's coming to them. Their children don't deserve to be collateral damage, but Rosie and Juan do deserve to face the consequences for theft, lying, mistreatment, and threats against their own nieces and nephews. I'm glad to know that people such as Lupillo and Jenny's tia have come out to publicly defend them, and that a majority of the public believes Jenny's kids, because no matter how you spin the story, the fact is, Jenny left her money behind for her children. No one else but her children, and that will never change. And as for them quote-unquote ruining her legacy, I think it's going to be the exact opposite. I think they're going to be the ones to finally build it up even more and give her the crossover that she deserves. They've mentioned multiple times that they have big plans, that they want a movie about her life, they want the documentary to be released from her final concert, and they want to release to us her two final albums that she had planned to release on her own, one being her Banda album and one being her first ever fully completely in English album.
Amiga, si lo ves, dile que tú me has visto llorar noche tras noche perdida en abismo. Desde que nuestras almas ya no están unidas, yo debo confesar que muero sola en vida.
This entire scandal, the situation, this controversy has been very confusing to say the least, but I think the important part is that the truth has finally come to light and that Jenny's kids finally have complete control over Jenny Rivera Enterprises, just as Jenny would have wanted, and that they are now focusing on continuing their mother's legacy and upholding her name the way that she always taught them to do. And they are holding their heads up high and they continue to be an inspiration to Hispanics, Latins, people across the globe, and that they're not going anywhere anytime soon. As I close out this episode, I want to again thank any and all listeners for tuning in today. It means the world to me that you decided to take time out of your schedule and listen to my podcast. Les quería decir que muchas, muchas gracias a tomar a todos por tomar el tiempo y darme el privilegio de poder hablarles. Significa mucho para mí y siempre les voy a agradecer. Muchas, muchas gracias. Thank you all again, and until next time, I'm your humble host, Joel Rosales.
Todos publican mi nombre, muchos con malas noticias. Ya no hayan cómo quemarme, mientras me muero de risa. Síganme dando más fama. Yo los miro de acá arriba.